Bella felt like she was 2 minutes away from falling asleep on her feet, which probably explained why she reacted so slowly to what came next. A group of people dressed in black, with masks pulled down over their faces, barged onto the street from a side alley. They were all clutching handguns, and one was holding what looked like an assault rifle cradled against his chest like a baby. Several gasps and cries broke out as the crowd stuttered to a stop, pressing together like a squeezed accordion. The gunman, standing at the front, raised his weapon in the air and screamed, firing 2 shots into the sky. His eyes were crazed, and unhinged laughter spilled out from the blank mouth opening of the dark balaclava. Pandemonium broke out around Della, who was standing frozen with shock, her eyes glued to the gunman. The crowd that she had been following scattered in all directions, screaming and pushing and shoving against each other as they ran. The sharp retort of gunfire shattered the evening. Above Della's head, a window shattered, raining glass down on her. A large, burly man with a bushy beard slammed into her in his attempt to get away. She staggered as his huge frame plowed into her, and she began to fall. Miraculously, he paused long enough to grab her arm and keep her from hitting the ground. With his help, she was able to steady herself on her feet. Before she could wrap her stunned brain around the idea of thanking him, however, he fled down the sidewalk towards the corner. Della took a few stumbling steps after him, still dazed. Her breath was ragged in her lungs, which burned with pain as she tried to pull cold air through her mouth. "This can't be happening. This can't be happening. This can't be happening." Her brain was stuck on an endless loop, unable to jerk free from the terror spilling onto the street around her. Her vision was tunneling, and she couldn't focus on the figures rushing past her and out into the street. Car horns blared, tires shrieking as several vehicles crashed into each other, trying to avoid the panicking people now flooding into traffic. Della knew she needed to get away, but it felt like her legs were mired in quicksand. She couldn't run, and she felt an enormous pressure constricting around her chest as if she were being suffocated. "Oh God, I'm going to die right here on this sidewalk." The thought ripped through her mind like a lightning bolt. The adrenaline burst that accompanied the terrifying realization propelled her forward so quickly she almost fell to her knees again. Still mindlessly following the man that had stopped her from falling, Della tried to make it to the corner. An explosion of sound seemed to fill Della's awareness, and the man with the beard crumpled to the ground ahead of her. At first, she didn't connect the two things. Not until she saw the bright red splotchy patch blossoming over his gray jacket. Della was moving, but she felt like her arms and legs were made of lead. She stumbled towards him, completely horrified at what she was seeing. The man was face down, gagging and gasping for air on the sidewalk, his breaths coming in terrible wet rattles. Della knelt down beside him, the spreading puddle of his blood soaking into her dress pants, and she placed a hand on his back. Before she could even begin to help him, she felt him shudder and go completely still. Della's heart was pounding so hard and fast she felt like it was going to leap out of her chest, yet the thumping in her ears was sluggish, and everything around her seemed to be moving in slow motion. The gunmen were making their way in her direction. More explosions of noise echoed against the facades of the tall buildings around her. More bodies were falling to the ground. Terrified shrieks seemed to reach her ears as if she were underwater, muffled and distant. Yet Della remained on her knees, unable to leave the still body under her shaking hand. Sudden, crippling grief poured out of her for the man who had helped her, however briefly, at the cost of his own life. "Fuck this," Della thought savagely, anger surging behind the sorrow. She'd heard on the news that experts now recommended fighting and throwing things at gunmen in a mass shooting situation rather than trying to flee or hide. The man's messenger bag was lying on the ground next to her, as well as a small decorative metal trash can that must have been knocked over when people stampeded through the outdoor seating area of the cafe nearby. With fumbling fingers, Della reached for the strap in one hand and the trash can in the other. She stood in one swift movement, bracing herself for a fight to the death.